biggest bargain sale, we're offering a Ford Thunderbird valued at $19,320 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you very much. Delighted to have you here with us. Thank you for joining us for Sale of the Century. I hope you're with us on our last show. In case you are not, our champion Frank Laspina, he found something he liked. He found beautiful living room furniture, and he took that and everything else he picked up along the way, $8,118 in cash and prizes, and he left. So we're happy for Frank, and that means we have three new challengers coming out, and here to introduce them is Summer Bartholomew. Hello, Summer.
Take that living room set. It's nice when you're newlyweds.
That's right. They're newlyweds and help them out. That's super.
Yes, so, it did.
Good players now, I hope.
Yes. This contestant puts the sun to work for you. From Santa Fe, New Mexico, give a big hand to Phil Runge.
Hi there, Phil.
And this lady will become the next Sigmund Freud from Cleveland, Ohio. Say hello to Lynn Lucas.
Hello there, Lynn.
And he has never lost an eating contest. From St. Paul, Minnesota, help us welcome Tom Gross.
Hi, buddy, John.
And we'll see you later with some bargains. Phil, you know, see, you put the sun to work for you. What does that mean?
That's right, Jim. Working in solar marketing, I help people save money at the same time they're conserving energy.
Oh, well, that sounds like good work, and that is a coming thing indeed. Nice to have you here with us, Phil.
Thank
Lynn,
you.
It says just simply and humbly, you will be the next Sigmund Freud.
That's right. Since my friends always call me and tell me their problems, I've decided to pursue a PhD in psychology so I can charge them professional fees.
Why not? That
That's
sounds
right.
fair. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Tom, you've never lost an eating contest?
No, I haven't. But one of my bigger feats is I've ate six large pizzas in one sitting.
And your name is Tom Gross, right? That's it. That is
it.
Eating cut. Six large pizzas. Boy, I would say you haven't lost. Nice to have you here. Why'd you do that, Tom?
Well, a little male pride, I guess.
Okay, I think you ought to talk to Lynn, Tom. Good to have you here. Let's start all three of you off with $20. Good luck, and the player who has the most money at the end of the show will get to do some fabulous shopping. Great prizes back there. Good luck to all three of you. Here's your first question for $5. Name the comedian whose trademark was his claim that he was perpetually 35, 39. Phil.
Jack Benny.
Jack Benny, yes, 39. Of course, and he was perpetually 22. You've got $5 for the correct answer and go to 25. What New York City square is known as the Lynn?
Times Square.
Crossroads of the world is indeed Times Square. Lynn, also to 25. Christopher Columbus discovered the New World in what year? Phil.
1492.
Yes, indeed. Columbus sailed the ocean blue, filling the lead now by 5 at 30. According to the adage, little pitchers have big Phil?
I don't know.
Oh, well, maybe a little before your time. Little pitchers have big ears. Little pitchers have big ears. You lose $5 for the incorrect answer, going back down to 25. Malmsey, Muscatel, and Port are three varieties, Lynn.
Wine.
Of wine, sweet dessert wine to be exact. Lynn adds another 5 and goes into the lead. Oh, what a great time to go into the lead, Lynn, because the player in the lead, when an instant bargain comes up, can buy bargain merchandise. Remember, Lynn, now sale surprise with a cash bonus could come up at any time. You never know. I do know one thing. You've got a $5 lead over Phil. How about this?
Lynn, pedal a healthy lifestyle with the Bodyguard 955 Ergocycle, a true ergometer and workload regulator. Bodyguard Ergocycle, furnished by Oglind of Norway. This great bike is normally priced at $400. Today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
you gotta keep pedaling because, Dara, you can certainly see how much good it's done the coach. $400, Lynn.
It
is a sensational prize. Cost you 5. You buy that, you'll be in a tie with Phil, but you'll get that first nice item from being on the show.
That's
and you'll also get that first nice $100 bill from me. $500 worth for $5. Going once, going twice, and no sale. She smiled happily and didn't buy it. I thought you were going to buy that. Back with this. A man's middle name served as the title of the biggest winner at the 1985... Lynn?
Amadeus.
At the Oscar ceremonies, it was indeed Amadeus. Yeah, with 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Lynn adds another 5. Name the Pulitzer Prize-winning dramatist who wrote The Night of the Iguana. Lynn?
Tennessee Williams.
Tennessee Williams it is. Nicely done, and Lynn goes to 40. What does the following list represent? The Maine, the Bismarck, and the Lusitania. Lynn.
Ships.
That's right. They're all sunk in warfare, but ships is exactly what they are. And Lynn goes to 45. $20 lead for Lynn. Time now for the fame game, and the players are looking to get a pick of that fame game board if you know the identity of a famous person. A lot of information. Buzz in when you think you know. Famous person. I was born in 1931. I drove a truck, jerked sodas, and sold shoes before I decided to try acting. Tom.
Burt Reynolds.
No. Incorrect. Took a chance. Did not pay off. But as I say, you're playing for a pick of the board, not dollars, so you stay at $20. However, you're out of the rest of the question. We'll clear the board. Continue for Phil and Lynn. I played in summer stock and off-Broadway before I landed the lead in the Broadway play Any Wednesday opposite Sandy Dennis. After I appeared in Lilith, Warren Beatty cast me as Clyde's brother Buck in Bonnie and Clyde. Then came I Never Sang for My Father. Lynn?
Gene Wilder?
No, and a break for Phil. You've got the rest of the question all to yourself. The French Connection is Popeye Doyle, and Superman is Lex Luthor. Phil?
Gene Hackman.
Gene Hackman, that's who it is, yes. Well, Phil, nine numbers up there on the board. You make the right choice. Whatever you pick, you've got what's behind it.
I'll try number three.
And behind number three, we have men's suits. Botany 500 fashions for the gentleman. Distinctive suits to fit almost every lifestyle. Tailored with fine American craftsmanship, furnished by Botany 500.
Hey, that's a great choice for a gentleman. That is over $500 worth of suits, and they are yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game.
I could sure use it.
That's nice. Nice when we get something that people can use. I know what we can use right now. You guessed it. We'll be back after this commercial. Well, our young would-be Sigmund Freud did very well in that segment. Lynn's at 45, Phil at 25, Tom at 20. Let's get back with this. In vitamins, what letter is given to the substances thiamine, niacin, Tom?
B.
That's right. They're all B vitamins, and Tom goes into the tie with Phil at second place at 25. Name the New York City theater that is home to the Rockettes. Tom?
Radio City Music Hall.
You got it. You've got second place at 30. Yes, indeed. What is the capital of Wyoming? Lynn?
Cheyenne.
Cheyenne. Oh, she is very quick with that buzzer. That is a $25 lead. He was sentenced to burn at the stake because of his belief that the earth revolved around the sun. Phil?
Copernicus.
No. The other one, Galileo. Right. Galileo, yes. As a matter of fact, his life was spared by the Pope. And you lose $5 down to 20. Sorry about that, Phil. But it is a very good break for Lynn. Lynn, you've got a $20 lead. Now, you didn't want to buy before with the exercise
no,
stuff.
No, I was so out of shape. I didn't want it.
Well, listen, maybe we can help you.
This is more my style.
Sure, yeah. We can help you continue to be out of shape.
Okay.
Relax. Enjoy a picnic. Summer?
Lynn, next time you eat out, pack along a little elegance with this great picnic basket. Most all of your picnic needs in one sturdy basket. Service for four, featuring plates, cups, flatware, and a linen tablecloth with napkins. From Abercrombie & Fitch, it's normally priced at $950. Today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $10.
Boy, I sure smell the horses and cows around here. Don't shut up. It's $950.
It's gorgeous.
It really is.
It is.
I mean, that is most unusual. It is very nice. It's $950. You didn't want to buy your, the very first thing you picked up on the show. This would cost you $10. You would still have a $10 lead. I'm going to make it over a $1,000 bargain. I'll give you $100 in cash to buy some pâté to go with it. A $1,050 bargain for $10, and you'd still have a $10 lead. Going once. This year. All right. Enjoy that, Lynn. Lynn. Great time. Where is it? Dale surprise goes with it. Well, I think you can buy a little more than pâté.
So.
What, Lynn?
I hope so.
I'll tell you, you've also got as a surprise one. Two, three, four, five, $600 more in cash. $700 in cash. $950 picnic basket.
So
oh, that's lovely. Great time to buy, and it costs you just $10. We knock it off your score. You still have the lead by 10 over Tom and by 20 over Phil. Back with this. With what high position are these ancient names associated? Trajan, Tiberius, Lynn?
Mountain ranges.
I beg your pardon?
Mountain ranges.
Mountain ranges?
Yes.
Mount Caligula, Mount Nero, Mount Marcus, no, they're emperors of Rome. Okay. Trajan's column, they're all, the quick buzzer cost you, Lynn. Sorry about that, you lose five, down to 35. Took me a moment to realize what you said, mountain ranges. On Memorial Day, we often see members of the VFW on parade. Lynn.
Veterans of Foreign War.
That's what they are, and you got the $5 right back as you beat Phil to the buzzer. Name the Washington State volcano that blew its top. Phil.
Mount St. Helens.
You got it as Phil beats Tom to the buzzer and goes to 25, making it even closer. What English university will you attend if you receive a Rhodes Scholarship? Lynn?
Oxford.
Oxford it is, and Lynn to 45. Yes, indeed. What do the initials stand for in the gigantic communications company AT&T? Lynn?
American Telephone and Telegraph.
She is very quick, and she is right, as Lynn goes to 50. Yeah. Talking about the telephone, our staff finds these things in the paper and all. A woman in California complained to the police about a series of obscene phone calls she had received. Well, the police checked it up, and they checked the phone company's records, and they got back to her, and the police suggested that she not accept the obscene collect calls that she was accepting. We will be right back. Lucas got herself a beautiful picnic basket and a lot of cash, over $1,600 in cash and prizes. And she still has the lead. Lynn's at 50, Tom at 30, Phil at 25. $15 money card's been added to the board. There's a 5, 10, and a 15 up there someplace. Buzz in when you know a famous person. I am an American author born in Salem, Massachusetts in 1804. My works are noted for their insight into the darker side of human nature. I was a great friend of President Franklin Pierce and served as a customs inspector and United States Consul in England. Many of my short pieces were collected in Twice Told Tales. Phil.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, no dollar value, stay at 25. We'll clear the board, continue for Lynn and Tom. Among my most famous works are The House of Seven Gables. Lynn.
Nathaniel Hawthorne.
That's who it is. Hawthorne for that trick of the board. Yes, indeed.
I'd like number one, please.
And behind number one, we have $10.
To Lynn's score, and she stretches out her lead a little more. She's up to 60. Phil, you're back in now, all three of you. And this question for five. Name the Russian leader who ruled the Soviet Union with an iron fist from Lynn.
Stalin.
From 24 to 53, it was indeed Joseph Stalin, and Lynn beats everyone at the buzzer to 65. Their names stemmed from the old Latin word meaning sword, and they entertained the Roman public in the Colosseum. Phil.
Gladiators.
Gladiators, exactly what it is, and Phil ties Tom for second place at 30. Name the Hollywood star who portrayed a Hollywood stuntman named Hooper. Lynn.
Burt Reynolds.
Now it's Burt Reynolds. That's right. Lynn goes to 70. Lynn. Oh, Lynn. You have a $40 lead. Lynn, I can't tell from the look on your face that you're interested in this.
I love it.
Lynn, the melody will linger on with this beautiful stereo. A full component system featuring a compact disc player, fully automatic turntable, double cassette deck, and AM/FM stereo tuner from Green & Roberts. This fabulous system is normally priced at $1,399. Today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $15.
Oh,
yes.
All in. That's so good. And your lead is so big. It's going to cost you $15 if you want it.
What's my lead right now, Jim?
You have a $40 lead. You still have a $25 lead.
It's
going.
Beautiful.
Going. She's buying the stereo. I don't know why, but some of Bartholomew has requested I do the show from now on barefoot. I can't understand that. Lynn's got over $3,000 worth of cash and prizes so far. And she said you're furnishing an apartment,
that's
so
right.
You can use all that stuff, right?
I love it.
That's terrific. Well, you've got a lead, too. Lynn's at 55 still, and Phil and Tom both at 30. Let's get back. From the ancient Greek, this word refers to the watery, almost colorless part of the blood in which cells... Lynn.
Plasma.
Cells are suspended. Plasma it is, as Lynn beats the gentleman to the buzzer again. $30 lead now. In 1859, this man perfected the railroad sleeping car. Phil.
George Pullman.
That's even his first name. You're right. They named it after him. Pullman it is. Phil to 35. Nicely done. The largest island in the West Indies lies 90 miles south. Phil.
Cuba.
South of Florida. You are right. Cuba it is. Phil begins to make a move. He goes to 40. Well, everyone's within hailing distance of Lynn, especially with a big $25 money card up there on the board, looking for a famous person. Keep that in mind. I was born in Poland in 1913. I studied law at Warsaw University, and I was active in groups that advocated a Jewish state. I fled Poland in 1939 when the Germans invaded. In 1942, I went to Palestine and became leader... Lynn?
Ben-Gurion?
No, incorrect. A break for the two who are trailing right now, because Lynn is out of the rest of the question. You do stay at 60. I'll clear the board. Continue for the gentleman. I went to Palestine, became leader of a militant underground organization. Tom.
Menachem Begin?
That's right. It was Begin. Yes, indeed. Well, Tom, you're in third place right now, but somewhere up there is that $25 money card.
Well, I'll go for six for six pizzas.
And behind number six, we have $25!
If you win, where was that other big one?
Number two.
And he didn't care about that because Tom found that big $25 money card. We add that to his score, and Tom is within $5 of Lynn, who, of course, is back in now. As we finish up the game with the speed round, 60 seconds on the clock, please. And indeed, as we look at that score, anyone could win. It is Lynn at 60, Tom at 55, Phil certainly not out of it at 40. Good luck to three very bright people as we start the speed round now. With what musical instrument was Louis Armstrong? With Lynn?
Trumpet.
Right. Hemlock, hickory, and sycamore. Three, Phil?
Types of plants. Poisons.
Wrong. Sorry. In Mexico, what does one do during a siesta? Lynn.
Sleep.
Right. Name the Marx brother who was a master... Phil?
Groucho Marx.
Wrong. What office did Millard Fillmore assume in 1850? Phil?
The presidency.
Right. In the poem, who was the star batter for the Mudville Nine? Phil?
Casey.
Right. What light metal has the chemical symbol AL? Lynn.
Aluminum.
Right. Who wrote the comic play As You Like It? Phil?
George Bernard Shaw.
Wrong. Where are you if you made a lunar landing? Phil?
On the moon.
Right. Whom did Gerald Ford replace as vice president? Lynn?
Agnew.
Right. Arteries and veins are connected by what tiny, Phil?
Capillaries.
Right. Name the religious leader who was remembered as the father of India. Lynn?
Gandhi.
Right. What union was led for 13 years by labor leader Jimmy Hoffa? Lynn?
Teamsters.
Right. In what eastern state will you find the resort area? Time is up, and Lynn is the new champion. Back to Lynn in a moment. And the quick buzzer crossed Phil with the marks. I know he would have known it. I was going to say the master of mime and never spoke a word. That, of course, had to be Harpo. And hemlock, hickory, and sycamore, what they have, they're all trees. Hemlock is also a tree. So we had to have specifically tree. I was checking with our judge, and he shook his head. Could not accept the generality of plant life. It had to be specifically trees. Who wrote the comic play As You Like It? That was written by an obscure writer by the name of William Shakespeare. He wrote right. That. Got to say goodbye to Phil and Tom. Well, Phil, you've got yourself those lovely men's suits, which I know you'll enjoy. And with the cash in front of you, $565 in cash and prizes. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I had a great time.
Thank you. That's nice to hear. Tom, you made a strong move there at the end and got into second place. I'm sorry I didn't pick up anything along the way, but of course, some nice parting gifts in the cash in front of you for you. Thank you for joining us. But Lynn Lucas, she did a lot of buying, and she still won, and she's going shopping again. Come on, Lynn. Very well done. My pleasure. Delighted to have
you. I've been watching you for years.
I'm very kind. Ever since you were a little girl. Well, she doesn't win anything, friends. Congratulations. You did very well. You bought a lot of nice things. You still won with $90. And with $90, how about furnishing that apartment with this?
If nostalgia isn't what it used to be, try this sensational jukebox. Combines the stereo sound of today with the nostalgic design of yesterday. 100 selection phonograph with a look-in window to watch the records spin. Furnished by Circle International. And this jukebox, normally priced at $3,495, it's yours on sale of the century for only $85.
One item costs $85. You've got $90, so that could help furnish the apartment. Now, you could, of course, put your $90 in the bank and decide to play on. Now, we change our merchandise back here in the sales room every five shows, so everything is going to change. Should you decide not to take the jukebox, put your money in the bank, you would need another $85, and the next thing up the line will become a dune buggy, which should be a lot of fun. Among the other prizes that we've got along the line for you, we've got a trip to Switzerland costing $340, beautiful lady's ring for $445. We always have a nice automobile. $530 would get you this one. And as always, if you can't make up your mind, just keep on winning. Get up to $750. We'll give you every prize we've got, plus this.
A cash jackpot of $65,000.
And that, of course, is way over $100,000 in cash and prizes. So, Lynn, as I say, right now, it is the jukebox or put your money in the bank with everything changing and the dune buggy is next. You think about it for just a moment. Back with our young champion, Lynn Lucas, who said she's been watching the show at home and playing along, and she said the heck with it, so she flew out from Cleveland to join us, and here she stands as the champion. Now the question is, do you want to take home a jukebox with everything else you've picked up to Cleveland, or do you want to put the money in the bank, play on, and the next thing up the line, needing another win and $85 more, will become the dune buggy? Lynn, what's it going to be?
Jim, I'm having a wonderful time, and I'm staying.
You're staying. Yes. All right. Kind of thought you were going to. You put our money in the bank. I'll tell you one thing, we're going to have another $1,000. That cash jackpot's going up there. $64,000 and two new challenges for this fine champion. Next time, Mark Sandler of the Century. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Prices or manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.